What a tragic loss. What did we not get to hear because some idiot took that man's life? And he was a musical messiah. I'm not going to say a messiah, but a musical messiah. He was a leader in music. And most people love this song. Most people think this is an inspiring song. And it's not just the sentiment. It is actually very, very simple, isn't it? It's a simple song. It's a simple chord structure. But John Lennon was kissed by God when he wrote, he had some extraordinary songs that will stay with us forever.
Beautifully put, if I may say so. Thank you. Next on Lindsay DePaul's list, we have R. Kelly. And I Believe I Can Fly.
Now, this is one of the songs I wish I'd written. And that huge, huge choir at the end of it. And did you see the video where he's, you know, I don't think he's really conducting it, but it looked like he was conducting it. And it was for a cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was in a cartoon. Another inspirational lyric and a wonderfully written song. Maybe I'm getting a bit samey, but these songs mean something to me. I'm not very good with terrible repetition and formulaic music. They bore me to tears. And actually, I don't know about anybody listening, but sometimes when you go into a shop and they're playing these awful loops, you know, you just want to get out, I'm afraid.
I don't think you're alone in that. No.
Why do they think it's nice? Anyway, this is a great song and he sings it well.
And the theme, it seems, is running through the week is that the songs that really speak to your heart, they get right in amongst you. And this is a perfect example of that.
A perfect example. It's inspiring. And I think we should have our lives inspired